You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic, holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
As a woman, we all have these ups and downs, particularly when it comes to the roller coaster ride with our hormones. It can go really, really haywire. And my next guest is here to share how we can finally take control of our hormones by simply choosing the right foods to eat. Welcome to the show, the founder of the Hormones Balance Program, Magdalena Schlacki. Hi, Mag.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know what? First, share with us, you know, how can we tell if our hormones are not in balance? And, you know what? What can we do to start making the lifestyle changes, the nutritional changes, so that we can restore the hormones?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, I think a lot of us intuitively feel something is off. And a lot of times as women, we do look for external reasons to it. And we say, you know, it's because the kids are now demanding more time, or it's because if the weather has changed, or because my husband's got a lot of issues going on, you know, and so we kind of blame a lot of external factors where it's actually really good to sometimes look inside and say, what is going on really? And, you know, some of the most obvious things when it comes to hormonal balance, of course, you would have things like PMS, you're going to have a headache before your period, right? You know, infertility. I mean, I think these things, women going through menopause, we know that this is hormonally connected. But there is a whole long list of other symptoms that as women we don't connect, and I want to mention those. Things like, for example, just feeling really wired and tired, you know, especially later at night. Craving salty foods and beating ourselves going, oh, my God, why am I craving salty foods? It's you know, there's nothing wrong with it. It's actually, it could be adrenal exhaustion. Having this, you know, what we call love handles or muffin top, right? You know, the little fat that kind of pours out when you put on tight jeans. That could be hormonally connected. Memory loss, walking into a room going, why did I walk in here for? That could be another one. You know, interestingly, for example, cellulite. We spend so much money on cellulite without realizing that that could be a connection to hormones as well. Incontinence. Inability, you know, you go to the gym and you work out really hard and you kind of you pee yourself and you're like, oh, it's so embarrassing. You think, oh, what's going on? It could be a hormonal imbalance that's causing that. Hair loss is another one. Weight gain that just wouldn't go away. Fatigue could be connected to various different, you know, hormonal problems. So those are, what else comes to mind, Suzanne, from your side? What am I missing out, the big ones?
Well, there's so many things that you come up. I mean, number one, as you said, fatigue. That is downright the number one symptom that I get in my practice, number one. And, you know, people don't realize that anxiety and insomnia are signs of hormonal imbalance. When you're really, really moody and all of a sudden you're thinking, gosh, I have nothing to be moody about, but gosh, I'm not feeling good and I'm snapping at my partner or my children and that just doesn't feel great. And those are the things that you really want to look out for, right? Those Absolutely. Those symptoms that you think, oh, it's just I'm having a bad day, but it really may be that you're having an imbalance in your hormones.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure you get a lot of that weight. The weight gain just wouldn't, the weight that just wouldn't go away, right? And
absolutely.
You know, anything to do with your thyroid, it could be estrogen dominance, it could be high or low cortisol levels that are causing that, it could be insulin resistance. And so it's so important to really work with somebody who understands hormones and get those checked.
Absolutely. Now you actually work with food, you know, and I love that. I'm going to tell everyone right now that I've got these incredible crackers that you've made and you sent to me. I love these crackers that are for progesterone as well as estrogenic. These are phytoestrogen foods. So what foods, please tell us which ones can support the production of the different female hormones?
Sure. So, you know, I sent you the crackers. It was part of my whole concept that what was called seed rotation. And seed rotation has been used by naturopathic doctors for quite a while. It kind of goes a little bit, I think, it's under noticed. And so I really decided to bring it up and bring it to life with some great recipes. The idea of seed rotation is for women who are still menstruating is to use the first part of your cycle. So from day one to day 14 or thereabouts, whatever is the half point of your cycle, is to work on bringing up your estrogen levels in a healthy way. And the best way to do that is to eat flaxseed and pumpkin seeds, one tablespoon of each, or you can do 2 tablespoons of either one of them. The point is to get 2 tablespoons of one or the other. And then so that's going to be a natural way of bringing up your estrogen levels up, because both flaxseed and pumpkin seeds are known to be phytoestrogens. So naturally helping us to bring the estrogen up. And I just want to make a quick note here is that a lot of women are afraid of being estrogen dominant, and that's a good concern. However, doing flaxseed and pumpkin seed are actually going to help to regulate the estrogen. It's going to move the needle towards the good estrogen, the metabolites of the good estrogen, in a positive way. So actually it's a good thing. And then we're talking about phase two, which is your second part of your cycle, which is your luteal phase, and we're talking about day 14, say, to do it day 28, we want to do sesame seeds and sunflower seeds. And the reason is that sesame seeds are high in zinc and sunflower seeds are high in vitamin E, and both the zinc and vitamin E combination helps boost up our progesterone levels. You can also supplement it with evening primrose. That's another good one to help progesterone production. And when you do that, you're basically really setting yourself up very nicely for having balanced estrogen and progesterone throughout your cycle. And that's super helpful with women who are having irregular menstrual cycles, who are having painful PMSs. I've seen a lot of women having much better PMSs, or going away, actually, of PMS symptoms when they do the seed rotation. So with sesame and sunflower seeds, you're doing exactly the same thing, 1 tablespoon of each. You want to either grind them or make sure you put them in a smoothie. You can put them in a salad or make crackers with it. And that's one of my bonus giveaways is the recipe that I send of the crackers to you is as part of the program, the Cooking for Balance program. That's where you can get the recipes from.
Well, I love this whole seed rotation aspect, because what you're doing is you're working with the natural rhythms of a woman. And did you know, even everyone, if you're in menopause, you still have these rhythms, You just don't bleed. So it's important to be able to use this, not just when you're PMSing or premenstrual. You can use this to support you during your menopausal states. Now, I want everyone to know that there's a great little workshop that just tell us a little bit about it, because you can go to that workshop by going to drsuzanne.com/cookingforbalance. drsuzanne.com/cookingforbalance. And so tell us a little bit about what you teach. And I love that those free recipes you gave out, because I'm part of that workshop.
Yes. So Cooking for Balance is it's going to be a free workshop that's going to be held on April 11th. And I'm going to be teaching about snacks, breakfast, and quick meals that really help support our hormonal health. I'm going to be focusing on helping us restore our digestion, sugar levels, and liver function, which are the underpinning body system for hormonal balance. And we've got free recipes we're giving away for fantastic breakfast that really sustain you, quick meals that most women struggle with, and then snacks that the seed rotation snacks are part of this. And so, I'm going to be also teaching about the 30 different foods that help us rebalance our hormones. So it's going to be a super information-packed workshop.
How fun. I mean, this is awesome. You know, everyone, just know that you can actually balance your hormones, have a healthier state of well-being just by using seeds. I highly recommend organic, raw, sprouted seeds. Of course, sprouted is best. And for more information about the workshop, please go to drsuzanne.com/cookingforbalance, and you're going to be going to how to use food to rebalance your hormones. So visit drsuzanne.com/cookingforbalance. Thanks again, Meg. You're such great wealth of information. Really appreciate you having you're here. And everyone, you can also go to the Wellness for Life radio show page on Radio MD. Until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Stay well, everyone.